A Guide to Angels and Archangels by Rachel Skultug, Angel Medium. Angels are spiritual beings of wisdom, love, and light, and they are here to bring peace to all of humanity. They are your divine protectors, guides, healers, and teachers, and absolutely everyone has guardian angels. Angels come from the higher power, which some people call Source, God, the Creator, the Universe, doesn't matter what name you use. The word angel means divine messenger or messenger of God. They carry the thoughts, love, and guidance of the divine to you, and they carry your prayers up to the divine. Angels are not religious. They're non-denominational celestial beings who have never been human. They're not deceased loved ones, spirit guides, or ancestors. Those beings are with you, but they're at a different frequency than the angels. They're different beings. You can connect with all of your spiritual guides when you learn to expand your energy to link into the angelic realm. I teach you how to do this in my angel communication programs. There are many types of angels, but the main ones who interact with you are guardian angels and archangels. Do you ever wonder which angels are with you? Well, here's a brief insight. Guardian angels are your personal angels. They're sent to watch over you, protect him and guide you, and everyone has at least two guardian angels. They're your devoted angelic guides who remain by your side for your entire life. You can request your guardian angel's assistance at any time. They're very pure, loving, and they know you inside and out. You also have a connection to archangels. Archangels are larger angelic beings with a wider purpose than guardian angels. Archangels are multidimensional, which means they can be with many people at the same time. You can invoke archangels to be with you or to help you out with specific tasks. Archangels will happily help you as long as your request is loving in nature and ultimately serves a positive purpose. You may already have archangels on your team of guardian angels. Archangels can come to you at significant or challenging times, and they offer specific wisdom, healing, or special influence for your situation. When an archangel is with you, you can sense their presence because they have really big energy. They have brightly coloured auras too, which match their specific purpose. Archangel Michael's aura is bright purple blue. Archangel Raphael is bright green. Archangel Uriel is gold. Guardian angel auras are usually white or pastel coloured. So how the archangels can help you? Archangels have specific roles to oversee larger aspects of life in the universe. For instance, Archangel Raphael is the healing archangel who looks after all aspects of health. Raphael also helps healers and works through them to bring about healing. Archangel Raphael has a bright emerald green energy. He helps surgeons, vets, energy healers, homeopaths. In fact, anyone who is dedicated to healing and creating health and well-being for all beings. You may sense or see a green light around certain healers or around your own body when Archangel Raphael is present. Archangel Michael is the protector angel. He has the power to remove evil and negative forces. You can call upon Archangel Michael for protection when you feel unsafe, vulnerable, or when you need courage. Archangel Michael's aura is a bright neon blue purple. You may feel very warm and see flashes of that blue or blue aura when Archangel Michael is around you. There is an archangel dedicated to watching over wild animals, another who looks after pets. There is a specific archangel who helps with prosperity and financial security. There is an archangel who can help you make decisions about your career or find something that you're looking for. There are hundreds of archangels, and many are unknown by name to us. But there are several known archangels who are here to work with us all directly at this time. I've created a free list of 16 of these archangels on a PDF, including their colors, how they can help you, what crystal they're associated with, and you can get it at the link below. As you read this guide of archangels, notice which ones you're attracted to. This can be a sign that the archangel is already with you or wants to work with you. Carrying a crystal or wearing the auric color of that archangel will help you to attune with their energies. Why do you have angels and archangels? Good question. Angels ultimately bring divine love and peace into your life, and don't we need more of that? They help you to stay connected with your soul, your purpose, and with God. Your angels do this through their very presence and by helping you to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. They keep you safe and guide you gently on the path that is right for you. To receive their support, you need to set aside your resistance and ask for and accept their help and guidance. Not accepting angelic assistance is a bit like refusing to use one of your arms or legs. You could get most things done, but isn't it just easier to use what God gave you? Do you feel like you have a big purpose to bring more love, light and peace, healing or justice to the planet? If you feel called to serve and share love and light on a bigger scale, then you will likely have many, many angels and archangels with you to help you with this purpose. Similarly, if you're feeling called to get on with your purpose, your path, then you will attract extra archangels who will assist you in getting this important work done. Asking the archangels and angels to help you. You can ask archangels and guardian angels for assistance through invocation. There is an article linked here with a couple of ideas about how to invoke the angels. If you don't know which archangel to call on, check the guide, but then you can just ask for the angels relating to your challenge. So you can say, if you're struggling with a health issue, call on the angels of health and healing. For help after a loss, call on the angels of grief. If you need help with relationships, call on the angels of romance or the angels of friendship. Your prayer will be heard and answered, and you'll get answers through signs and synchronicities. If you'd like to learn more about the angels and archangels and how to work with them, here are a few options. I have this brand new PDF free guide to the archangels. You can download this and print it straight away. You can sign up for the Angel Communication Certification Program, which is starting very soon. You can watch my free How to Understand and Hear Your Angels Masterclass, which is awesome. You can also join my monthly Archangel Attunement meditation classes. The next one is Archangel Raziel, the Angel of Past Lives, and we're going to do a Past Lives meditation. If I can help you at all with this or any other services or events, get in touch through my email or just send me a message through my website. Angel blessings.